You know, today the way radio has evolved, especially with the morning crews, the morning shows on radio, they're either satellite driven, which are totally boring for a local community because there's no real input into the community and the people that live in them and make news in them. News is always on the back burner. If that station even has news, it's not local. But when Ron and I did news on WIEL, news was king. And with him, the local news was the only news, unless it impacted the local community in some way, the national news impacting the local news. Now, when I first came there, Ron was still in an uproar about the April 3rd tornado in the 70s, early 70s, before I came there, and how a gentleman over in Brandenburg had given him a call and told him about the big storm. And, of course, in the Elizabethtown area, the skies weren't threatening or anything. And this is way before, you know, the tornadoes hit Brandenburg and wiped it out and then headed toward Louisville. It was a scary day. And I remember because I was working in Louisville radio at the time and wasn't in Hardin County yet, but was soon to be there in a year or so. But Ron always told me about that. And I think that was Ron Boone's finest hours when he got on the air and did nonstop broadcasting for the people in Brandenburg and surrounding areas and kept people safe. That was really important as far as the local input. Hazard to say what would happen today if something like that ever occurred. Most of the stations will not be able to handle that, carrying the satellite information that they do now. Of course, working with him every day on the air in the morning was a comforting thought, knowing that as a pretty much a rookie broadcaster when I came to Elizabethtown. Only been in the business 3 or 4 years, and Ron had been in radio a lot longer than I had when I first came here. And I was in awe of how great he was as far as his writing ability and delivery. You know, you could be a great reporter. You could write and cover the stories, but if you can't deliver it properly, you've lost part of the equation, a big part of the equation. Ron had both parts of the equation. He could write, report, do election coverage, get out there and do the Hardin County Fair, do a broadcast. He did sports. Sports was a biggie with Ron. Ron always was a newsman. He was a newsman first, but he also did, when I first came there, he did a lot of the sports broadcasts with Dick Curtis. He would be the color man for Dick, and both of them together were the finest. That was the finest local broadcast team I had ever heard in my life. It was terrific. So that's some of the other things that I knew about Ron and really appreciated very much. I guess the number one thing that I really liked about Ron, working with him on the morning show for about 10 years, was the fact that he really, really did care about the people of Hardin County and surrounding areas. He was one of those local newsmen who really did care, that C-A-R-E with capital letters, about this community, Elizabethtown and Hardin County. And I can't say that enough because the way he wrote it, the way he delivered it, Ron was a total professional and did everything the way it should be done professionally. Most newsmen are very unbiased and do not show their, if they are biased, they do not show it on the air. Ron had a way of being biased about certain things by doing it correctly according to the journalistic way of doing things, broadcasting journalistic way of doing things, without going over the line, and also caring about the people he was reporting about and how it would affect their families, if it was a personal story or something like that. But some of the best things that Ron ever did was doing the human interest stories. He really enjoyed doing those kind of stories, especially in the his news in the morning was terrific, no doubt about it. But I always thought that his interviews for his Sunday program on WIEL was extraordinary because he had a way of interviewing people, making them feel at ease, and getting the crux of the issue, the story, right to the heart of the matter, name of the program. And that was Ron. Great guy. I miss him every day as I drive by the old studios, WIEL on Litchfield Road. There'll never be another one like him. And I miss him a lot.